From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Triple M Breakfast.
G'day, Dave Pettit here for your brekkie catch-up. This week, a great lineup of guests, including Kay Andrews, Regional Education Officer for the Wheat Belt for Cancer Council WA, Roger Hitchcock, Rural Aid Counsellor, stopped by for a wellbeing chat, and to help whet those taste buds, Kay Weaver from the Narrogin CWA Bells has a great recipe for apple slice.
It's Triple M Breakfast. Getting a day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Well, it's time now to check in with Cancer Council WA. We've got our Wheat Belt Regional Education Officer, Kayla Andrews. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
So you've got a Live Lighter, Move More campaign that's been going and coming to a halt soon. But just a reminder for people of this campaign.
So Live Lighter has a new campaign called Move More. And really, it's just all about motivating us to be more active by finding something that we enjoy doing and something that we'll keep wanting to go back to. So yeah, there's been a number of videos online that are showing stories of everyday Western Australians talking about the kind of movement that they do and why they do it. So yeah, the focus is more on the immediate benefits of physical activity. So connecting with friends or family, for mental health, feeling stronger, sleeping better, and even giving us more energy for, you know, everyday tasks like playing with your kids or that sort of thing. So yeah, that's why we're motivating adults to move more.
So what kind of physical activity are you promoting in this campaign?
Yeah, so all of it really. So there's many ways that we can move, and that's lucky because, you know, we all like different things. So it doesn't have to be the typical thing that comes to mind, like going to the gym or going for a long run if that's something that you don't like doing. So the key is to, yeah, really just find something that you will enjoy doing and something that will fit within your schedule.
So it could just be going for that early morning walk or that late evening walk with the dog or anything like that.
Yep, definitely.
Excellent. So how much physical activity should we be doing each day?
Yes, I thought I will mention that the national guidelines do recommend adults do some aerobic exercise. So that's physical activity that increases your heart rate. And they also recommend some strength activity each week and also to reduce your time that you spend sitting down. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, any extra bit of movement that we can get into our day is a win. So, yeah, the guidelines are to move more, be active almost all days of the week, move harder, so doing at least 2.5 hours of moderate intensity physical activity each week, or 20 to 30 minutes of an activity that increases your heart rate each day. Move stronger, so do some strength exercises like yoga, going to the gym, or bodyweight exercises at least 2 days a week, and moving often, as I mentioned. So minimise the amount of time that you spend sitting down as much as possible, especially if you do work in a job where you, you know, sit at your desk for 8 hours.
What are some examples of movement we can do every day?
Yep, so there's plenty of ways that we can increase our movement into our routine for physical and also, you know, mental benefits. So what you could do is maybe create like a playlist to go on a walk, and even keep track of your steps. So if you don't have like a smartwatch, you can get a tracker on your phone. Even go for a walk maybe on your lunch break. One of the things I like to do is park further away when you're going shopping, so you get a few more extra steps in your day. And yeah, just also gardening is another great one, or riding a bike, skateboarding, even just stretching your body a couple of minutes a day is also great too.
So what would you recommend on getting motivated on these days when you don't have the energy to do it?
Yeah, great question, because, you know, we all have those days, unfortunately. So, yeah, it's important to, you know, be kind to yourself, and especially if you don't feel up to doing something that you might have planned to do that morning, like going to the gym or going on a walk or something. So, yeah, not every movement has to be about smashing a goal, you know. So even on low energy days, just do something that nourishes your mind. So walk your dog, do a stretch at home, maybe do a bit of gardening for 20 minutes or so, or do some dancing, put on a YouTube workout even. anything, even, you know, small amounts of physical activity is better than doing none. So you can also visit Live Lighter's website. They have a bunch of resources there that can help you set achievable goals if that's something that you're interested in. They also have some, like, workout calendars there that they can, you know, help decide what sort of movements you should maybe aim to do each day.
Okay, so where can listeners find these resources and more information about Move More?
Yep, so again, just Google search Live Lighter. There are a number of tabs on that website with so many resources. They have a lot of nutrition stuff and a lot of activity, Move More sort of information. So you can click the Being Active tab, and there's a number of information there about this campaign. There's videos there, there's tips there. Also on Live Lighter's socials, so they have TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. So there's a lot of information there that can help support you.
As always, thanks for joining us this morning, Kayla. It's been an absolute pleasure help raising awareness for Live Lighter, Move More campaign.
Thanks so much.
That was Wheatbelt Regional Education Officer for Cancer Council WA, Kayla Andrews. You're listening to Dave for Breakfast on the Great Southern's Triple M.
It's Triple M Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
I'd like to welcome in special guest, our rural aid counsellor, Roger Hitchcock. So, Roger, it's quite a stressful time to be a farmer at present, being hit left, right and centre, copying it from all sides, and, of course, the unfortunate lack of counsellors on the ground for that face-to-face chat and that face-to-face work and value. Roger, would now be the time for our communities, and I know a lot of them do it out there, but to really band together and just have those wellness check-ins with each other?
Absolutely, Dave. I mean, I always remind myself of when I went across the cage and up there, some gentlemen over there that on a Friday get together and they call it just their mental health afternoon at someone's shed. And I don't know what they talk about. When I was over there, the conversations were great, really uplifting. It wasn't about mental health, but it's about getting together. You know, the Brad 6B's idea and his team out there of just having that community catch up, or even just as a group of people that catch up, really important. The reason we don't hear about the stats of, you know, we hear about the stats of the lack of people in the country areas reaching out for mental health support. Now, that's usually because we're looking at agencies, government departments and their records. I know that when I'm out there, I see so often people out there just helping each other, people being there for each other. Always, you know, it is really, really great to just see people supporting each other. So, you know, we are worried about someone. It's just a phone call. It's just, you know, how are you going? Just sort of, you know, you don't have to say I'm checking out. I just ring up and say, how are you going, mate? I haven't talked to you for a while. It's that continue to do what we do the best in our country regions, and that's look out for each other and support each other. It is very extremely powerful, and the majority of the time, the fact that someone else knows that someone else cares is enough. And when you get together as farmers with all the issues you've got on, if you as a group of farmers just make that time sometime during the week, or even, you know, or even just somewhere in a social club, if you make that time just to have that chat together and that barbecue or whatever, then you understand that you're not in this alone. You understand that everyone else around you is probably going through something similar. And there's that strength straight away of, okay, we're all going through this together. Let's support each other. Very powerful.
Absolutely. So even something as, you know, catching up for cricket training once or twice a week in the afternoon, catching up afterwards, whether you have a beer or not, but just that social interaction, and or if you're not able to get into town for that, maybe catching up with a neighbour or something like that, having a cuppa, or, you know, checking up on each other. It's just continually checking in, and especially when times are tough, is being able to recognise that we're all in this, but we can all be in this together and get through this together.
Yeah, definitely. It is that, you know, that the power of community, the standing together, being together. But if that, you know, I am going to make that effort. So if I'm going into town to pick up some wire, or I'm going to town to pick up whatever, I'm going to make a point of pulling in and saying g'day to me, mate, and have a cup of tea with you, and then I'm going to go home. And I'm going to make a point of, you know, one person said to me, he releases his frustrations by getting a bucket of golf balls and going to the range and giving him a hit. but he felt he had no time. But when we drilled down, we realised, you know, it's probably a couple of hours. So it's just in that agenda, make that couple of hours and try to stick to it. I understand farming that sometimes something comes up, you can't, but, you know, just try to make, this is the Thursday afternoon that I duck into town and belt some golf balls around just to, because that I know that helps me feel better. And talk to each other, that's the big one. Just keep talking to each other and being there for each other. You know, it's, this is why I live out here, because it's part of this life that I love.
Absolutely, it is. And that's the community spirit that when times are tough, we always come together. But, of course, if someone does need a chat and probably say more on a professional level or maybe you know, on a non-biased level, they can always give yourself a call or someone at Rural Aid.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. You know, there are some times when we have conversations that we don't want the people in our wonderful small community to know about. We don't want them to know that, you know, that we have certain things in our minds that we need to get rid of. That's my job. When you deal with someone like me, there's a therapeutic alliance is what we call it, but it's basically I'm under 100% confidentiality. When you talk to me, you can talk about whatever you feel you need to get off your chest. There's no judgment, no nothing. It's you. It's not about me. It's about you. So, yeah, we're here. We are trained. We know some ideas. Everyone's individual. Everyone's different. And if you are helping someone out there yourself, someone's approached you and you think, gee, am I doing the right thing here? Give us a call. Have a chat about it. Majority of the time, everyone has ever done that with me. The majority of the time, yeah, you are. But it is daunting. It is, you know, you're making yourself vulnerable. But yeah, give us a call. There's the counselling, 1300 175 594, or call me direct and have a chat, 0460 310 661.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Roger. It's always a pleasure catching up and having a mental well-being checkup.
Thanks, Dave, and thanks, Triple M, once again for keeping this message alive and well. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
It's time for getting those taste buds all ready again. That's right, we've got from the Narrogin CWA Bells, Kay Weaver with us, and we've got a date or apple slice with us, Kay.
Yes, so it can be a date slice or an apple slice. You don't have to put the two together, but you can use any fruit. But dates and apples are two that stay fairly firm. So you need some self-raising flour, 3 or so cups of self-raising flour, 500 grams of butter and a cup of sugar, and that makes your basic dough. So you actually rub the butter into the flour and the sugar, get it all combined, and it looks a bit like breadcrumbs, that's when it's ready. And then add some milk just to make it into a stiff dough. Roll it out onto 2 bits of baking paper, so about the size of your tray that you're going to use for the slice. So you've got 2 pieces of dough rolled out. And then just put them aside for a little while and prepare your apples, or we'll go with apples to begin with. Cut them up, cook them gently, tiny bit of sugar if you want. It's not necessary, most apples are quite sweet. But if you like sugar, put it in. And don't use a lot of water. You only need a little bit of water. There's a lot of moisture in fruit. So you'll get like an apple jam and with pieces of apple in it. So first of all, you take 1 piece of your rolled out pastry, and then you tip that upside down into your baking dish, and then you peel a bit of baking paper off it. You don't need that anymore. It was just to move it. And then you spread that out with your apple jam, and then you take the other one. This is the tricky bit. It's a bit careful. You sort of slide your hand and your arm under the baking paper, and then it's a very quick flip to get it on top and in the right position. So a little bit of practice maybe, because I've put it on sideways. I'm sure everybody has. And it all just fell in a big heap in the middle of the apple or something like that. But as you do it a few times, you get better at it. So flip it over with your hand and just flatten it out. So now you've got a sandwich, 2 lengths of dough, plus a filling in the middle. So you pop that in the oven for, what did I decide, about 20 minutes, and fairly medium, maybe 180 degrees centigrade. Again, it just depends on your oven. Some ovens are very hot, some ovens are quite cold. you know your own oven. Leave it about 20 minutes. Once again, check it. Just if it's starting to go nice, it's risen and it's nice, go brown, take it out. Let it cool. Don't try and tip it out immediately. The whole thing will fall apart. So let it cool. There's a couple of different ways of serving it. You can slice it up and put cream on top. It can be a dessert while it's still warm. You can leave it till it cools, and you can ice the top and send it off with the kids for morning teas, or, you know, somebody going to work or whatever. It's really tasty. The other alternative is dates, and that's the same. These days you can actually buy dates that are pitted, so just make sure you get the pitted ones and cook that gently with a little bit of water into a jam. The same, so it's very soft, and replace the apple with the dates. And I'm sure people will have lots of other choices of fruit that they've used. Those are just the two I've always done. Date slice was a favourite when we were kids.
So you could pretty much use any fruit to just make it into a jam, like you said, and put that as the filling.
And then you can be totally different. Take the sugar out of the dough, put cheese and bacon in it, and it becomes a savoury thing.
Mm-hmm.
All these things, you've got to think of cooking as being totally flexible.
Mm.
What's in your fridge, what's in your cupboard, have a think about it, turn it into something.
Fantastic. Well, Kay, thanks for joining us and getting our taste buds all revved up, and thank you so much.
Well, thanks, David.
It's Triple M Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week. I look forward to your company either weekdays from 6 on the Great Southern's Triple M via the old wireless, aka the radio, or on the Catch Up podcast here on the Listener app.